here's a story from The World.
The Amazon is sometimes called the lungs of the world. The rainforest produces 1/5 of our planet's oxygen. Right now, those lungs are filled with smoke. The Amazon is likely seeing its worst fires in a decade. A new study shows that one key to protecting the rainforest is to protect indigenous people's land rights. That's the topic of today's Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
In our weekly look at climate change solutions, the world's Anna Kussmer reports on the value of protecting indigenous land rights.
Growing up between Brazil and Colombia, Dayara Tucano learned from her family what it meant to care for nature, how to help protect plants, animals, and rivers.
Indigenous peoples, in a general way, know that the humankind is not the center of the universe. We learn with nature around us because we are part of nature.
She says indigenous lands, including the Tucano territory in northern Brazil, are rich with biodiversity.
And the way of continuing to be rich as a territory is being the source of enormous diversity that is not just biodiversity, but cultural diversity as well.
The Amazon is constantly under threat of illegal clearing and burning. About a quarter of the rainforest is federally recognized indigenous territory. Most, but not all of that land, has full legal land rights. That allows communities to use the land as they see fit with greater protection from illegal invasions. University of San Diego researcher Catherine Baraguanath wanted to know if those official land rights helped indigenous communities better protect their land.
What we're trying to learn is whether these collective property rights give indigenous tribes the tool to curb deforestation inside their lands.
A study she recently published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that they did. Deforestation was 2/3 lower on legally designated indigenous lands compared to other parts of the forest. She says that's partly because these areas are patrolled and have monitoring systems that alert authorities if there's illegal logging.
What we find is that these collective rights are very effective, but only when they are fully granted. So in Brazil, in order to get these property rights, you have to go through a pretty long, lengthy process.
Research has shown that in many cases, indigenous lands around the world are better protected and have higher rates of biodiversity than other areas. And since the late 80s, Brazil's government has recognized that indigenous land rights are essential for environmental conservation.
We recognize this as Brazilian government.
Former Environment Minister Isabella Teixeira says that was a core idea in a 2012 policy guaranteeing the rehabilitation and conservation of indigenous lands.
We developed these public policies and also different tools, and we managed together with indigenous people, based on their priorities, how we can prevent, for example, fires.
Teixeira says her ministry's fire prevention plans were developed alongside indigenous experts. But in 2018, things took a turn. Ecologist Philip Fernside at the National Institute for Research in Amazonia says President Jair Bolsonaro is known to oppose indigenous land rights.
During his campaign, one of his slogans was not going to allow creation of another single centimeter of indigenous land. So that leaves those places open to being invaded by gold miners and loggers and everything.
Now, illegal deforestation is on the rise as land grabbers, miners, and loggers take advantage of lax environmental enforcement. Nearly 30,000 fires are currently burning in the Amazon, many of them illegally set to clear land for farming. Luis Eloy is a lawyer with Brazil's Indigenous People Articulation and a member of the Terena Indigenous Community in central Brazil. He helps indigenous communities fight for their land rights in the courts.
The prosecution and criminalization of indigenous leaders, which has been more abrupt and direct during Bolsonaro's government, has created a hate discourse against indigenous people. It's driven by racism.
Last year, there was a spike in the number of indigenous activists murdered in Brazil. So securing land rights is more than protecting the environment for indigenous communities.
Não tem como você falar em vida indígena sem necessariamente falar da preservação.
It's impossible to speak about indigenous life without talking about the preservation of those territories. I mean, the land is the physical base where all other rights originate: the right to life, culture, identity, and health.
Activist Dayara Tucano says President Bolsonaro isn't the only problem. Farmers burn the rainforest to grow soybeans or graze cattle for international export. So as long as there's demand from consumers in places like China and elsewhere, the incentive for destruction will continue.
We need you to stop polluting. We need you to stop eating so much meat. And what do you use that soybean for? We need you to stop consuming the products of the big agro industries that are invading indigenous territories, that are killing people, and because they are also killing you.
Local land rights are an important start, but addressing the root causes of deforestation requires a global effort. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer. From PRX.